AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 100 members of the Senate were sworn in today by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts in the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
This is the third impeachment trial of a president in American history. Earlier, House Democrats prosecuting the case stood before the Senate and formally read the two articles of impeachment against the president. This is House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law.
President Trump has called this a hoax. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the president is not concerned about the outcome.
What he wants, he's going to get, which is to be acquitted and exonerated and not convicted, not removed from office, and reelected. And in the meantime, he'll just continue to do major things.
Democrats want the ability to call two new witnesses in the Senate trial. Meantime, a report by the Government Accountability Office says the White House violated federal law in withholding aid to Ukraine, an action at the center of the impeachment. The aid in question was held up last summer on orders from the president, but was released in September. A misdemeanor simple battery warrant has been issued in New Orleans for Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Video posted on social media appears to show Beckham swatting a security guard officer's buttocks during LSU's victory room celebration after Monday's college football national championship game. Beckham played for LSU. A top House Democrat is introducing an emergency spending bill for Puerto Rico dealing with earthquakes. This is AP News. Countries who lost people in a deadly plane crash in Iran want Tehran to accept full responsibility.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden, and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Southwest Airlines says it's taking the grounded Boeing 737 MAX out of its schedule until early June and is dropping more than 8% of its planned flights. Southwest is joining other carriers in acknowledging the plane won't be ready before the start of the peak summer travel season. Ed Donahue, AP News.